from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was fun talking to Ian. I will say, too, that...
This is still adorable.
Isn't this really nice?
Yeah. It is so cute.
I absolutely love this.
The patio blend?
Patio blend from Goose Island and Connect Roasters for the Salt Shed Pub. You know what it is? It's like a...
I've heard that place is fun, by the way. The pub at Salt Shed.
It's supposed to be amazing. This is like...
A raised bed. Yeah.
And so is Studs, right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Our show is there.
I think the combination... The combination of alcohol and caffeine can be...
Hell yeah. You know how I feel about Original Four Loco?
I was going to open this...
I'm not
this.
Even supposed to say that.
I was going to open this while he was here, and I was like, nah, this is... I'm saving this.
This is
a special occasion type thing.
It's also so cute.
It very much so is.
But yeah, I have... Boom. As I like to say, unfortunately, I have enough trouble talking. Alcohol will only add to that.
Yes. Yeah.
Terrifying.
And you're going to be like awake, so it's good.
Like I said, I'm always fascinated by Original Four Loko.
Yes.
That was right before my time.
Do you remember who was the ex-NBA player, Robert Swift, the Sonics first round pick? He was a high schooler. And remember they like... I don't know if he died or something, but they found...
Like,
he sold a house, and they went into the basement.
Did you kill someone who's not
I hope
dead?
I didn't kill Robert
Because that's $50.
Oh, it's not $50. Come on.
Killing someone who's not dead?
I'd be out of money. There was some issue where they, in the basement of the house, there were, like, bullet holes everywhere and empty Four Loko cans all over the place. So
my God.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like he set up a gun range that was not up to spec. Like, there's rules for, like, your backstop and everything. If you're actually shooting bullets in your house.
Robert Swift's still alive.
Okay, good.
$50.
I'm happy to hear that. You can put it on my tab. So, yeah, Robert Swift, apparently he spent some dark times shooting guns while hammered on Four Loko. If that were a job, that would be different. But it's not, as far as I know.
That sounds... dangerous, but also I'm
you're
slightly
in?
Curious.
I spent my time...
I'm a moth to a flame. I'm sorry.
Once I got back to Chicago, I spent my time in cages and ranges. That's how I spent a big portion of my time.
Like last week?
Yeah. When I got back, my brother was like, hey, you want to go to the batting cage? I was like, what? you know, like, that's not really his thing. And so we went. And it was really fun.
Which kid?
Like, we went to Stella's. We were going to... Okay. This place doesn't open up until 3.
Well, there's Bunny Hutch. There's
Bunny
Warren
Hutch
Park.
A little far from us on the south side, Dan.
I know, but your natural migration range is fairly wide.
Well, we went out to Stella's because it was nice and easy. It took us like 15 minutes to get there. I got into the 75 cage.
All right. And like, 75 at that distance is more like 90.
I hit what I would consider 2 bombs.
All right.
One is straight. One where anyone, my brother and I were discussing it. I was like, I know I hit it good because I didn't feel it.
Ooh.
Did he play too?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
When we were young, because he's ambidextrous. Like, I've seen him throw with both hands in a game, like stuff like that. But then he took that to DJing.
Oh, so he's got two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out. Like, I think I was going to come see your son because I need to get him a left-handed, like, 7-iron or something. Yeah. Yes, you. You're the one who works in sporting equipment, right? Like, no.
I also thought that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, because
right down the street, he'll hook you up.
Because I was trying to figure out, because he wants to, you know, do some more like swing activity.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, all right, well, you should come with me to the golf range. And he's like, well, I'll probably swing left handed. I was like, oh yeah. So I got to get him a 7.
Did you do this with Afia and batting and all that stuff? So he's going to try to figure out. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's ambidextrous.
He was. I don't know if that's
still... But the golf courses are better designed for right-handed players.
Dan, everyone's whole thing is not playing golf. I know that that's your thing.
No,
he's
no.
just looking for an outlet for
exercise.
Oh, just
to go hit stuff with a stick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this brings up a point that I thought about while Ian Happ was talking.
That we should all go to Topgolf, even though Dan wants us for some reason to play 18.
I don't want to go to Topgolf.
No, I just... You know what? Similar to Michael Kopech, if you knew you had elite, better than almost everybody on earth skills, like whether you could throw somebody out from home, like left right. field or center to home, or you could, I don't know, throw 100, aren't there times where you would find yourself going, forget this, I'm just going to throw the ball? Like, that's how I would feel. Yes, I would definitely go cornholio mode. Like,
that's fire. I got to tell you.
Just because you can, and you know it's going to be a mistake. You know, but it just feels so
good.
Yeah,
but that's the difference between being a professional athlete when you are responsible for reining in those impulses.
No.
That's why I like football, though.
Yes.
Because if you have one of those moments, you can go attack. Like, all right, like, I have a lot of pent-up frustration. Like, you know, have you guys watched Receiver yet?
Not yet.
No.
I'm waiting for Linebacker.
I didn't like the first episode because it felt like it really felt like they were just setting up a Kittle, like, reality show. As it went on, it got better. And they did, towards the end, George got hurt in the Super Bowl. And you remember when he left and he came back? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got some numbing stuff. I'm like, oh, I bet you did.
That's like that Varsity Blues in the back room with the needle.
I mean, that's almost exactly what happened. But seeing him get mad and then turn that into, fine, I'm just going to hit somebody. Football's perfect for that.
Well, my dream job is linebacker. All you're doing is wrecking somebody else's plans.
Oh, we got to talk about that on Wednesday. I got stuff for you from SEC Media Days.
Yes.
I remember talking to Howie Long about Kyle. And when Kyle Long was young, he was a baseball prospect. And he was a White Sox draft pick, left-handed pitcher.
A significant one,
White Sox.
He threw, what, 96, 97
yes.
miles an hour back when that was considered throwing hard.
Left side, too, right?
Yep. Big, strong, like a Luke Little type, if you could picture him. That's sort of what he would look like out there. And I remember talking to Howie. I said, why football when he was – and he said that baseball's a game of failure. And just like we were talking to Ian about those 0 for 5s and the 0 for 10s, you know, he said that pitchers are going to have rough outings. And he said Kyle needed a sport where he could immediately line up on the next snap and atone for a mistake or – use the physicality to his benefit, use his dissatisfaction with his own play. That is the last thing you can do in baseball.
Yeah, I remember seeing 100%. Him in those first camps and being like, oh, my God, this guy has not a lot of technique, but he has got grown man strength. And you would see him win reps and be like, how? Like, just because he was so strong.
The strength of his hands. And the conversations you'd have with him about head damage and head trauma, and he would just say this: look, watch me play. He said, look, there are other linemen that will go in with their head. He said, at my height and where I am, he said, as long as my pad level's good and my knees are low, I'm rarely making hard contact with my head.
Yeah.
Because of how I'm using my hands.
Well, and it's that leverage we talk about in the lower body strength and the angle with which you're protecting. Like, that's why we're so obsessed with it, I think. Kyle Long also famously to me would talk about in a very candid way on Twitter his form during particular plays and his tackles. And you remember he said, I think I caused myself to have an injury because of X, Y, and Z, and he explained why. Like, I think that, injuries are typically chance based on other factors, but he explained why his form and his improper use of what he was doing at the time is exactly what led to that injury.
That's why I always thought it was amazing, because you'd see a guy with, you know, him blocking three techniques. You're like, man, how did you did that totally wrong, but you won because you're country strong and you're used to, like, just kind of pushing guys around. It was fun to watch. It was really fun to watch. But, yeah, I got some Kirby Smart stuff for you.
Yeah, I'm excited about the fruits of your labor when it comes to what you learned at the college level in at the SEC media days. Because to me, it all upwardly filters into the NFL.
I just went into, like, a whole rabbit hole last night, like, watching some of the fronts where he was talking about. I mean, we'll get into it, but, like, the mint where he would go 0-5-5, like 0 technique 5, and what he would call heavy five technique, because he believed, and this is one of the Bill Belichick things that he learned, that I guess Belichick would always watch the 40-yard dashes from behind, and Kirby's like, why are we not over there at the finish line? And Bill's whole theory was that when he was looking for defensive linemen, he wants fast and wide. Mm.
So he actually wants to see your silhouette while you run.
He wants to see, like, that,
yeah,
that Megan Thee Stallion, like, thing going on there.
He probably didn't phrase it that way.
Well, probably not back then anyway. But the whole idea was he wanted his defensive linemen to keep people off of his linebackers. And so, like, I ended up watching, like, a lot of Roquan Smith tape.
Well, that means more two gap, obviously, because
yeah,
if you are doing 0-5, that's the plan. There,
yeah, that's his whole idea of teaching two gapping versus one gapping, and the drills that they would use. Kirby's a really innovative dude, man. Like, anyone who loves defense, I highly recommend, like, going down the rabbit hole of watching some of his coaching tape.
Well, and it's also the concept of playing smarter, not just harder. And I feel like that is working to his advantage. I know I began this segment talking about how I want to play hard and not smart, but that's just me. I think it would be really cool to be able to do superhuman things. At 5'3", I got nothing.
Well, you're not a zero technique.
No.
I don't think. Linebacker... You know, like a John Timu type short area quickness.
I just thought it would always be fun.
I
see
Layla.
You got to wrap up and make a play in space.
I see Layla more as a Rondé Barber type. Can do a little bit of everything.
Cover two corner.
Yeah, like sometimes it's going to flow and end up being kind of a safety when you go into three deep looks.
You can jam, drop, read the flat, break on the ball.
Yeah.
You don't have an NFL dream job? What's your NFL dream job?
I mean... quarterback, but actually, honestly, at this point, offensive coordinator would be
well,
mine.
Yeah, but if you play,
and not even that, offensive advisor would probably be my dream NFL.
Look who just
arrived. I have my dream job. My dream job in the NFL is sitting on my couch and yelling at the Bears.
Well, yeah,
you, but all you, those things we can do.
That is my job. So I mean, that's kind of is the dream job there.
So game
starts, and then you throw the remote because you're mad because the Bears are annoying you.
So we're not done with handsome baseball players today. Is that what?
Oh, I thought Curtis Granderson was coming.
Oh, wow.
I did just get a haircut, though, so hopefully it looks all right.
Hairline looks immaculate.
I think I saw some video from down in Dallas this weekend. You were like boot scooting and everything else down there.
I was trying to add a little flair to it as best I could. They said we're going Cowboys, boots and buckles. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do the boots because I wasn't sure when I was going to wear them again. But I went to Calla's over there in, what is that, Ukraine Village area. Got me some collar tips, you know?
Okay.
Threw those on there, had a little bit of touch to it. Got my cowboy hat while I was down there. So it was hot, though. It was so hot in Dallas for All-Star smoking, like 102 degrees. So I'm glad we were inside for most of the events that we did.
Well, and then I saw you just most recently hanging out on pit road for the NASCAR race, for the street race. What did you think of that?
That was awesome. You know, I've got a chance to watch it a lot on TV, but to see it in person, just the noise, the volume, the intensity, that's truly amazing. Can't wait to do it again next year, whether it's here in Chicago or just head down the road to Indianapolis. And what's crazy, you know, with me broadcasting with TBS and Turner, they now have some NASCAR rights next year. So they have 5 races. So I'm like, let me come out there and broadcast. I don't know what I'm talking about.
If Brad Daugherty can be, you know, that the kind of NBA player that he was and really do the job as a NASCAR broadcaster, there's nothing that says you couldn't if you wanted to do
it. Just give me enough research, I'll study it, go out there and just have a ton of fun doing it. But it was amazing. The one thing I need next time are the earplugs.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It is so loud there. So when you're in person and you get a chance to see it, it's great, but definitely protect those ears.
So yeah. we're doing wiffle ball this weekend at Granderson Field.
Coming over to UIC. Major League Wiffle Ball is taking over Granderson Stadium on Saturday the 27th. It's truly amazing. Like, they have a following like none other. If you check them out on all their social platforms, they have over 3 million views on their different channels of people watching them throw these crazy pitches, make these crazy plays. And just like the Major League season, they have a trade deadline, they have a draft, they have their World Series. And last year they did their championship games in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta where the Falcons play. So just think about it. They took over a football stadium for wiffle ball.
Wow.
And actually had a large crowd to watch it. So we're hoping for the same thing this Saturday at UIC. So definitely come on out if you want to get tickets. Tickets are still available. Go to CBEAUIC.org. If you can't remember that, just Google my name, The Grandy Man, and then we have a link that'll take you to CBEA so you can go ahead and get your tickets.
How many players in that league were real organized baseball players of some kind or another?
I have to assume all of them because I got a chance to meet some of them. They came and did a demo with us on our set, and they're out there throwing and doing it. So even just the natural movement of everything means they've played at some point. But I've always been the component of use wiffle ball or even kickball to introduce the game because hitting the baseball with the bat can be a little bit challenging and scary. Like, is it going to hurt? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be able to do it?
Yes, it hurts.
Right? You know, you don't want to get hit. But the wiffle ball, if I get hit, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Especially when you had that big, fat, red bat. Remember that big, fat, red one?
Yeah.
I'm going to have some success hitting this big thing. And then if you can't do that, then we bring the kickball out because you still have the bases. The players still have to play in their same spot. I always thought that was a great way to introduce the game to people who have never played it. Kickball and the big fat wiffle ball bat.
Well, and these games are a good length, too. You don't just get one game this weekend on Saturday. You get three, right?
Three games. You get a series all in one. So it's going to kick off at 6 o'clock. It's going to wrap up at 9, and arguably the best view in baseball. And I know we're here at Wrigley, but you don't have the skyline view as you do at Granderson. So definitely come on out. We'll have the view. You'll have the wiffle ball going, and we make it really tight. So every seat is a good seat there. They only need about, I think it's 100 and maybe 100 feet for the dimensions of their stadium. So it's really cool how they put it on together. So again, grandyman.com or CBEAUIC.org. You can pick up your tickets.
And what's the CBEA doing specifically right now? I know there's so many projects that you guys take on to help baseball in the state.
So we just were a part of hosting the Major League Baseball RBI sectional or regional. So the Cubs RBI team was there, the White Sox RBI team.
I was
team
at that
there.
Game. I was watching part of that game at Kerrywood between the Cubs team and the Sox team. It was really good baseball. The crowd was wild.
That's what you want. Like, you want to have good games in good fields in the best city possible. So what better place to do that than in Chicago? So you had Kerrywood was one on the fields. We had Whitney Young's field. We had St. Ignatius. Then we had Granderson over at UIC. So I hear about these tournaments across the country, and they're in these small towns, and they're in these fields that are stretched all over the place. If I have kids and I'm going to play in these tournaments, wouldn't it be great to go to a place, know you're going to play, and we can either add days on the front end or the back end and make a trip out of it? Mm-hmm. And what better place to do it than in Chicago? So these RBI teams were just there this past weekend, had an amazing time. That was baseball and softball. And we've been rolling out a bunch of different things for CBEA as we get ready for the fall. We'll be introducing our umpire camp again, which has taken off, which has been absolutely amazing. For the people that are here, for the people that are listening, you know officiating, refereeing, and umpiring is hard to find. You do not want to deal with these parents. You do want to have to deal with that. And we're talking at the youth level. Mm-hmm. So what we've done, we've partnered with Major League Umps Care, Major League Baseball Umps Care, to get kids certified to become umpires. Who knows? The path may be I want to play at Wrigley, but you could have a great career umpiring at Wrigley. So you go through the process free of charge, you get certified to ump, and you can go out and start getting paid today to umpire games.
Money's good, too.
It is. It's definitely good.
I mean, everyone's looking for umpires right now.
You need them. You can't find them. And then as we transition from Major League Wiffle Ball, we're going to host the Grandy Man Classic, which is our hometown community event for all the youth and park district leagues. The little leagues that you signed up for, the parks and so on. So that'll be 14U, that'll be 12U, that'll be baseball and softball. And a lot of the umpires that finish our umpire camp, when they finish, they actually come out and umpire our games and get paid during those games. So it's really cool to have all that connected. And that's going to go on the first two weekends of August.
I am ready for all-star games to go back to team uniforms.
I like that. I like the team uniform with the all-star patch. I saw this year's uniform. I know you wanted to add things to it because we're in Texas, but it had kind of like a Texas and an Arizona and a desert and a – I don't know what the tie-in was.
I thought the caps were cool. The uniform didn't do it for me
the
at
neon.
All.
Neon.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know what the color coding was. Or if we do it, let's put it to a fan vote. Like each year when the All-Star game is going to happen – these are some of the options we're considering. Let the fans vote for the players. Let the fans vote for the uniforms. Get the fans fully involved into it.
I think that you'd probably have more takers on people buying those jerseys, too, which I know is something maybe Major League Baseball wants. Since you're here, and it is, quote, the second half,
right.
quote, what are your thoughts as we get ready for the trade line? This trade deadline, this is their last three games set at home before the trade deadline. There's a lot of moving parts that could happen, but I know that the price is steep for sellers right now.
It is. You know, I'm looking at the date right here. We have 8 days until things go ahead and close shop. And as you get closer to it, you go, okay, something's going to happen. Something should happen. And then either it doesn't or it's completely different than anybody anticipated it happening, especially at the last minute. And I was a prime example of it. In 2015, with the Mets, we're waiting for a trade to happen. We thought we were going to be buyers, and then all of a sudden the deadline hits, nothing happens. We go on the field, we get ready for batting practice. Things are still rolling in because the deadline is all getting approved and everyone's still trying to finalize. We get Yoenis Céspedes at the mark. We thought we didn't get a trade. That's the trade we had. But there were other trades that happened prior to it. That was the big one. But we had a Juan Uribe get traded to us. We had a Kelly Johnson get traded to us. We had a Addison Reed get traded to us. We had a Tyler Clipper get traded to us. So it's not always the big name that is the one that pushes you over the hump. It's those little pieces across. Now, for the Cubs, we're in a very interesting spot. Are you buying? Are you selling? Because although the record isn't where everybody wants it to be, you're still in contention. This series and the next series are going to be big, but you got to win. You got to force front office's hand, go ahead and continue to win, and now we can be in a situation where we are buyers. If it goes the opposite way, we can quickly be sellers. And that's the tough part to be in right now.
Before we let you go, what does Jim Leland mean to you, and what did this weekend mean to you?
That's the best manager I had, and I had some great managers. I was just talking to Terry Collins right before I came over here, so apologies for the delay there. I was talking to him about some things. And Jim Leland came into the clubhouse in 2006, the year I made the team in Detroit. Comes in full uniform with his cleats on. Think about that. Who still wears metal cleats? Even to this day, Jim Leland's in full metal cleats, and he's not going on the field to play at all. So he's got all that going, and he treated everybody the exact same, whether you were the rookie or you had the biggest contract. He would yell at you. He would yell at you. We would all get it. So even if you didn't play, I remember when we had a game, Marcus Thames, now the hitting coach for the White Sox. We're in the clubhouse, and Marcus didn't play that game. He comes, and Leland's yelling at us for something. I can't remember what it was. So he's yelling at the pitchers. He's yelling at the catchers. And he goes, you guys that didn't play, same thing. And Marcus's like, I didn't even play. Why am I getting yelled at? But I looked at that as, hey, we are a team. We win as a team. We lose as a team. You get scolded as a team. But everybody respected it, and it was amazing to have him as a manager. And to see him be recognized and honored to go in as a Hall of Famer, it was definitely great. And one quick story for Leland. It's my first year. We're on the team plane. We're flying, and I sleep. I'm like a baby in a car. I can fall asleep with the best of them. As soon as we take off, I am out. All right? I am out. But all of a sudden, on this particular flight, I'm smelling something. I'm like, what is that? That can't be cigarette smoke. Look up, and Leland's standing right over to me. Hey, Granny, what's going on? I'm like, that's a cigarette. You can't smoke on a plane, but I can't tell the manager that. Like, that's Jim Leland. So I just got to sit there, and he's just sitting there ashing away on the middle of a cross-country flight smoking a cigarette. But that was Jim Leland. That's how he does. So
federal law, schmetteral right? law.
That's why they call him Smokey.
I still have no clue how he does it, but he cups his arm some way, and the smoke, like, I think it disappears into his pores. Because I never saw the smoke. I just smelled the smoke. I never saw it, ever.
I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I think any parent who raises a kid in the city, in public schools, and in Chicago neighborhood baseball and travel baseball for years and years and years always should say thanks to you, because not just Granderson Stadium, but I know that you were very involved in helping finance the turf fields that are even beyond there, and that indispensable indoor facility in a city like Chicago where, look, this isn't California, this isn't Florida, to have the use of that for Wells Park and Oz Park and any of the other big leagues around the city, north, south, it's just a great resource to have, rather than paying some of these expensive private suburban places. To have that as central in the city that is publicly used is really, really nice.
You're welcome. And I look at it. Thank you all. Thank you. I looked at it when I was growing up. If I wanted to play, I could play. I was never priced out. And that's what I wanted to make sure that we provided for the areas that I grew up in, the areas I call home. And we are one of three indoor facilities in the city of Chicago, and we're the only one that offers the space for free. So when you know it gets cold in December and January and February, these kids can come in and still get active and be ready when it gets nice and warm out for summertime shy.
I know Jason Hayward has emulated already a lot of what you've been doing. It was a great example for you to set for him to follow.
He's been doing amazing things. I mean, he's going to be an icon, and I love everything he's done. We've still stayed connected, and what he's doing in this community is absolutely amazing. The fact that he's moved back here and calls Chicago home just shows you how great this place is and what it means to so many people here.
To buy tickets for the games between the Metro Magic and Pacific Predators in the Major League Wiffle Ball event, go to cbeauic.org and click the banner on the homepage. The proceeds benefit the Chicago Baseball and Educational Academy, run by our guest, Curtis Granderson.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you making the hustle to get here and talk with us. When we come back, Dan Weidero joins us to talk Bears next in The Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dan Wiederer, on-air contributor for 670 The Score.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
I leave here tonight just thinking that maybe this was just a timely reminder that this team isn't there yet, and they're a long way from there yet, and this climb is really steep.
Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
It's real simple. You know, if you take a person's legs away, they can't run.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I may not have track shoes on, but I have my nice pair of running shoes. I know someone suggested these to me. I'm glad I got these. I'm really, really pleased with that. Let's find out how things are going now that Bears practice, we presume, has concluded. We heard from Mark Grody early in the show, and now it is time to talk to Dan Wiederer on the Bernstein and Holmes show, with Layla Rahimi now heading out to her bigger and better television responsibilities. Dan Wiederer is at Dan Wiederer on Twitter, and he is with us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670Score. What's up, Dan? How are you?
I'm good. You're right, Dan. Practice did end about 2 hours ago, so the last air horn of the day has been blown out there on the fields for us to hear. And, away we go. Three practices in and a lot more ahead.
Yeah, three practices in, and we've heard a bunch of the players, and we've also heard Shane Waldron talk a little bit about the improvement of Caleb Williams. When you're watching from practice to practice, and especially considering how you look into your social media feed, we look into ours, people are voracious. They want more Caleb. How do you go about telling the story of what these practices are versus what people want them to be?
Great question, Lawrence. And first and foremost, I have made a pact with myself to look less and less into my social media feed, because I don't think it's a real healthy place to live in the reactionary world of a place that doesn't really keep its feet on the ground very often. And so when you ask about what we've seen so far at training camp, I would tell you we've seen very little. You know, Sunday and Saturday were practices that were primarily without helmets, much less pads, which will come on Friday of this week. And so it is a very slow build up into what will be the more meaningful parts of training camp. That said, I think you're just trying to look for increased comfort. You're trying to look for increased confidence. And then particularly with a rookie as talented as Caleb is, you want to see daily flashes that tell you, oh, yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. And so I had put out a tweet earlier this morning that was really immediately after a play in which Caleb felt pressure, sensed pressure, climbed the pocket, did it decisively, quickly, and ripped the ball about 25 yards down the middle of the field to DJ Moore in a way that looked like, oh, yeah, like that's what elite quarterbacks in this league do. They know where the pressure is coming from. They feel it before it gets there. They react decisively, and they rip it. And there's been examples in each of these first 3 days, whether it's the pocket feel, whether it's the quickness of his hands to work some of the quick game and the bubble screens and things that get out to the edge really quickly. There are things there where you say, this is the eye test here that we want to see passed. Obviously, there's a long way for this kid to go. There's a lot for him to progress with and a lot of growth ahead. But those flashes can be mesmerizing at times.
It also sounds like after the fact, we are getting lots of confirmation of the difficulties he had in OTAs, getting some of the play calls out, getting the cadences down, getting everything pre-snap up to speed, where it's not something that necessarily was talked about at the time, even though it was asked about. But now we're learning, like, yeah, when you speak about that much improvement, that yeah. tells us where he was, not just where he is.
Well, right, and it's life as a rookie quarterback, and it is what is hard for us here in Chicago because we've had to do it so many times in rapid succession to put ourselves back in that place where you are in the elementary stages of quarterbacking and you are trying to take a guy who's in his first few months here as an NFL player and remember the stages of growth that have to occur. You know, Tevin Jenkins was at the podium today and said that all the cadence issues that occurred in the spring are ironed out. They feel like they're in a really good place there. I had a good conversation last month with Shane Waldron about just how much work Caleb is willing to put in when he is given constructive criticism on what to work on. And so I think that's been a really encouraging thing inside this building, is to know that they can really just kind of bombard him with feedback on how he's playing and where he needs to go, and trust that he's not defensive. He takes the feedback quickly, and then he goes and tries to do whatever he can to make rapid improvement in the areas where they want to see improvement. And so all of those things give you a chance. You guys know a chance is only so much. Now you've got to maximize on that chance, and to maximize on that chance, it takes more than a year of good football, more than 2 years of good football. He's going to have to string together a long stretch of good football for us to say, yes, for sure, he's finally the answer that Chicago's been waiting for. But in the early stages, he seems completely ready to attack the process.
Dan, I've been wondering a lot about this over the last week or so. I expect that when the Bears go into 11 personnel, that Roma Dunze is going to find himself on the field, because big body guy that makes big plays. Like, he did that at Washington, and whatever they needed him to do at Washington, he did. I am curious, though, when you have two guys as respected and as good as Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, how do you allow for Rome to grow in one or both of those spots while those other guys are trying to get their timing down with Caleb?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the puzzle that Shane's got to put together. And look, you've got DeAndre Swift and Cole Kmet and some other players that are going to demand touches and demand playing time, and you're going to have to find a way to create a balanced offense that tries to feed as many mouths as you can in a way that's productive for everyone. And so, look, I think that they have been thrilled with Rome since the pre-draft process began in terms of the number of different things that they can throw at him. His football IQ, according to anybody who spent time in his football life around him, is really off the charts. And so they're very hopeful that he can be sort of adaptive with whatever they need him to be in a given week, in a given month, and that role may be ever evolving as they try to figure all this out on the fly. I think hearing from Shane recently, you just get the sense that he's very eager for this next really 3 week period, I guess, where you're doing a lot of trial and error. You're trying to figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are, and then you're trying to get to a point by the time you're in like mid to late August where you say, okay, now we got to really start zeroing in and narrowing down what we want to do and how we do it. And that's going to be part of that puzzle, I think.
Dan, I always like reading the press conference transcripts that the Bears kind of clean up and send out, because I do like hearing the follow-up questions when outstanding job trying to nail down the context of the recent practice interception that was thrown in an end-of-half simulation. Because we say, oh, he threw an interception, and Tariq Stevenson made a diving play. It might have been tipped by Jervon Dexter, whatever happened. But I like the fact that the question was the risk calculus dialed up? You know, we need to know. Were you telling him, get it out no matter what? If it's a small window, fit it in there no matter what. Because this stuff all matters. It's not just he threw a pick.
100%. And I've kind of, that's another thing in this camp that I'm going to try to do a sharp job of, providing the context and detail around all of these highlights and all these lowlights so that people can kind of understand where they're at. The play you're referencing occurred yesterday, end of half, 2 minute drill. They're on the brink of field goal range, about 7 to 10 yards outside of it. Time is under 20 seconds. I think that play started with like 16.8 seconds on the clock. And first and foremost, Tyreek Stevenson made an incredible jump on a pass that was, it wasn't certainly not Caleb's first, second, or third read. He came back to it and tried to slingshot a little sidearm throw in there, and Stevenson made a great jump on it. But as Shane Waldron said after practice, like, look, in that situation where we're trying to get the yards to get into field goal range, we give him a little more leeway to take a shot there. And now obviously it didn't work out, and you're going to go back in the locker room at halftime in that situation and say, look, like, we got to make sure that that ball is incomplete or nothing. But I do appreciate you taking a risk there, because we do need to try to get points on the board here at the end of the half. And so there are going to be situations where we give you a little more leash, and it's okay that you gave that a shot there, and now we just have to figure out how to make it work the next time. And so, little by little.
It matters for me. For anybody who really cares about what's going on with this team, I just thought the way that was nailed down is a great, just sort of a tone setter for what we were talking about earlier on in the show, about how to tell the truth about what's happening, not just an interception was thrown or a pass was incomplete, but here's what was being practiced and what's being taught.
No question. And I, for some reason, this flashes me back to one of the crossover practices in Indianapolis last year, where Fields had a rough night and there was a really ugly pick. And you know, there was one narrative being spun out there that, well, it's, you know, these are the points of the preseason where you want them to take chances. And I encourage people, I said, I bet you this is going to show up on the Colts social media feed, and you can watch them throw that Justin made. And you tell me that anyone has coached him to jump with 2 feet in the air and try to throw a pass over defensive linemen, you know, into traffic heavy over the middle. And you tell me if that's the kind of mistake that they're trying to coach into him in the preseason. Obviously they weren't. And when you see some of those things with your eyes and you can explain the context to people, they get a better understanding for not only the result of the play, but the process and whether it was an actual mistake or just a good play by the defense.
This defense is a little chirpy. We have seen that already, which I think is good. Do they think it's good for Caleb that the defense is chirpy?
For sure. And here's the interesting thing today, Lawrence, is the offense started chirping back today. Good. And you may get a bit of a soundbite later from DeMarcus Walker, but he was asked if it encouraged him that the offense started barking back a little bit. And he said, yeah, you know, like, they're the little brother, and we've been bullying them, but we've been bullying them with the intent of getting them to swing back. And so I think that there is a little bit of a need for the offense to, I guess, become a little bit more vocal, but at a minimum, show outwardly the competitive edge that they want to have, and to have a defense that's going to be pushing those buttons and challenging that every day, I think is going to be really good for everyone involved, because it will just create a little bit more of that competitive juice in the atmosphere that you're operating in, so that when you get into the regular season, it feels like just like it did in July and August, because you've got some of that edge going for you.
As a little brother and as a little brother, I can appreciate that and endorse all of that. Dan, as always, man, we appreciate you. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. A lot more ahead of us. Talk soon, guys.
Say that again. That is Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune, who is covering the Bears, a regular contributor to this show and others on The Score. When we come back, we will wrap things up and get you set for transition with Park and Spiegel. They have a big day tomorrow, by the way. They are going to be on the field broadcasting at Wrigley.
Unfortunately, weather permitting.
Well, don't know.
No, but like, I feel bad because they should have been out there the time that they got moved. It didn't do anything.
Well,
and they could have been out there.
But the other playing the percentages.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It was like 15% all week. Then they woke up. It was 50% and they called it off. But they are expected to be on the field from 2 to 6, joined by Nico Horner, Craig Council, and others. We will say hello to them soon on The Score.
You listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, it's always a successful show if we have had some engaging live interviews and we're full of fabulous food and people gave us beer to take home. I would say that that's a success right there.
This is a winning thing. And the Bosch people just promised me one of their trucker caps. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they promised you power tools.
No, I didn't ask for those. But if they want to share those, I'm totally fine with that too.
Okay, well, thanks.
I do stuff around the house.
I know you do. And thanks to everyone at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Thanks to Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. Yeah, that was great.
It was really awesome. The show went by fast, like lightning fast today. Watch Layla on Channel 5 tonight at 5, 6, and 10. Watch me on Football Night in Chicago at 6 o'clock on NBC Sports Chicago.
And you can watch me in the back of the Mariano's by the discounted meat and day-old baked goods.
Because those three things match. Parkinson Spiegel, join us next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, it's always a successful show if we have had some engaging live interviews and we're full of fabulous food and people gave us beer to take home. I would say that that's a success right there.
This is a winning thing. And the Bosch people just promised me one of their trucker caps. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they promised you power tools.
No, I didn't ask for those. But if they want to share those, I'm totally fine with that, too.
Okay, well, thanks.
I do stuff around the house.
I know you do. And thanks to everyone at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Thanks to Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. Yeah, that was great.
It was. It was really awesome. The show went by fast, like lightning fast today. Watch Layla on Channel 5 tonight at 5, 6, and 10. Watch me on Football Night in Chicago at 6 o'clock on NBC Sports Chicago.
And you can watch me in the back of the Mariano's by the discounted meat and day-old baked goods.
Because those three things match. Parkinson Spiegel, join us next here on The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.